Welcome to Bible Insights, the podcast where ancient wisdom meets modern life. The Old Testament of the King James Version of the Bible. The first book of Moses, called Genesis. This passage from Genesis 14 recounts a series of events involving warfare, alliance, rescue, and blessing that unfold in the life of Abram, later known as Abraham. It offers a rich narrative that combines historical, moral, and spiritual elements. Let's break it down into modern terms and find contemporary relevance. The context: ancient Near Eastern warfare. The story begins with a coalition of four kings from regions around the Near East: Amraphel of Shinar, Arioch of Elasar, Chedorlaomer of Elam, and Tidal, going to war against another coalition of five kings: Bera of Sodom, Birsha of Gomorrah, Shinab of Admah, Shemeber of Zeboim, and the king of Bela Zoar. This situation illustrates the volatile political landscape of the ancient Near East, where city-states often formed alliances to protect their interests against more powerful empires. Modern analogies could be found in international alliances or even corporate partnerships where entities band together for common goals or against common threats. The rebellion and rescue operation. After 12 years of subjugation, the coalition of the five kings rebels against Chedorlaomer's dominance, leading to a punitive expedition by Chedorlaomer and his allies. They defeat the rebels and take spoils, including Lot, Abram's nephew. Upon hearing about Lot's capture, Abram mounts a rescue operation with his trained men, demonstrating not only familial loyalty but also military acumen and courage. This part of the narrative echoes modern stories of rescue and recovery missions, where individuals or forces undertake significant risks to save others from danger or captivity. The meeting with Melchizedek. After Abram's successful rescue operation, he is met by Melchizedek, king of Salem and priest of the Most High God, who blesses Abram and serves him bread and wine. This encounter highlights the theme of divine favor and blessing upon those who act righteously. Melchizedek's blessing and Abram's tithe can be seen as an early instance of spiritual recognition and gratitude. This can be paralleled today with moments of recognition and thanks we offer to those who embody values we admire, whether through ceremonial acknowledgments or more personal expressions of gratitude. Abram's refusal of spoils. Abram's refusal to accept the spoils of war from the king of Sodom, insisting that he would not allow the king to say he made Abram rich, illustrates a principle of integrity and reliance on divine provision rather than human wealth. This act of refusing rewards to maintain moral and ethical high ground can be seen in modern contexts where individuals or organizations choose to act based on principles rather than potential gain, ensuring their accomplishments and wealth are untainted by questionable associations. With the summary in mind, let's draw a parallel to today. This narrative touches on themes of leadership, integrity, courage, and faith that are timeless. In a modern context, it might remind us of the importance of standing up for family and community, the value of forming alliances based on shared principles, and the significance of acting with integrity and acknowledging a higher purpose or power in our endeavors. It teaches that true success comes not just from winning battles or amassing wealth, but from maintaining ethical standards and nurturing relationships based on respect, gratitude, and shared values. Now that we've explored the layers of meaning behind this powerful analogy, let's delve into the original scripture itself to grasp the full depth and nuance of its message. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel king of Shinar, Ariach king of Ellasar, Chedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of nations, that these made war with Bera king of Sodom, and with Birsha king of Gomorrah, Shinab king of Admah, and Shemeber king of Zeboam, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar. All these were joined together in the Vale of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer, and the kings that were with him, and smote the Rephaims in Ashtaroth-Karnaim, and the Zuzims in Ham, and the Amans in Shaveh Kiriatim, and the Horites in their Mount Seir, unto Elparan, which is by the wilderness. And they returned and came to Enmishpat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites that dwelt in Hazazontamar. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same is Zoar. And they joined battle with them in the Vale of Siddim, with Chedorlaomer the king of Elam, and with Tidal king of nations, and Amraphel king of Shinar, and Ariach king of Ellasar, 4 kings with 5. And the Vale of Siddim was full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there, and they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and brother of Aner, and these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him, at the valley of Shava, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek king of Salem brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him, and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, Give me the persons, and take the goods to thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich. Save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. Closing our chapter today, but the story continues. Until next time, this is Bible Insights, where ancient wisdom meets modern life.